Today is August the 15th, 2019, and I'm here in the beautiful Nantgwyll Church having a chat with Mr. Michael Morgan, originally from these parts, but now living in Surrey. Mike, welcome to the church, and thanks for agreeing to have a little bit of a chat. Mike, tell me, where are you from originally? I know it's these parts somewhere.
A farm called Lower Ochakevin, Cantyden.
Right, and what sort of farm was that, Mike?
It's part arable, part hill, I suppose you might call it.
So you had the best of both worlds, really?
Yes.
Can you remember anything in particular about the people who lived in that area, about any of the characters who... passed by. Can you remember
I remember some old gentleman that lived at the upper Ochakevin. Or it may have, because there was lower, middle and upper, so he may have been at middle Ochakevin. We were certainly at lower Ochakevin. And he used to be, you could set your clock by him, he'd be coming into town on a Wednesday on his pony. At 1 o'clock he'd pass by the house.
So you could virtually set your watch by him,
could you? Yeah.
Yes. Gentlemen of regular habits,
yeah.
I see.
Very elderly gentleman. Mm. Often wondered who he was and what his family was.
Yes, it would be interesting to find out. Yes. And what was life on the farm like? Were you busy? Were you kept busy all the time?
It was very basic. There was no electricity, or coal-fired heating, pot up the chimney.
Sort of things we take for granted today then weren't really around.
Yes.
What about schooling then, Mike? Primary school, secondary school. Do you have any memories, fond or otherwise?
Cantyden school, and then on up to Raider school, and then up to Brinterian school, secondary modern.
And can you remember your teachers in the primary school?
No, remember? I can't. Mm. Lost track of them in my mind.
Yeah. Well, obviously, one.
In fact, until I get to Bintoon, secondary modern, I can't recall much of it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I was a bit of a dunce.
Oh, go on. I'm sure you made up for it in other ways.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that when you went to Brinterian, my father was one of your teachers. And I believe he taught you woodwork, Mike. So have you still got any memories of anything you made or anything you did?
I can remember him chasing me around the woodwork room with a chair leg.
Oh, dear. had you fashioned the chair leg?
And several things I've got at home still I still in use today. I learnt under your father's tutorage.
Well, that's wonderful. So something good came out of all that.
Enjoyed my time there.
Yes. What about social life, friends, things to do in the evening?
There was the YMCA in town. And, of course, once one got old enough, you crept around the back of the pub for a pint.
Yes, I think we all did a little bit of that. Now,
it was then known as the Butcher's Arms.
The Cantyden Arms, I believe. No, it's called the Horseshoe now, isn't it?
Round the back road there, yeah.
Yes, I think I know the one you mean, yes, yeah. Now, your ancestors came from Dolvolai, which, of course, is one of the farms under the water now. Can you remember anything about those people and where they came from, their names, etc.?
I believe they came to live there originally from Cymystwyth area. I know that there's a churchyard near Cymystwyth that's got a heck of a lot of Morgans' names on the stones and so on. Tidbit I learned from when I was in lad confirms itself that they did all come from Cymystwyth originally, but I don't know any of their history or anything. And there was a connection with the Lewis Lloyds with the land that they were on over there, I believe. So they came when one of the family of the Lewis Lloyds ended up living in Raid at the Nair Hall. And from that, some of the family came down to live here at Dolvolai.
To live and farm at Dolvolai, yes. Well, your cousin, of course, is Mary, Mary Morgan, as she was now, Mary Connolly. I think you were telling me about her. Was it her grandmother who came from somewhere in England to be working in service?
Yes, as I understand it, when the family lived at Dalhalla, would he have been my great uncle? Could he even be further back than that, perhaps? But one of them went out and was courting a girl who lived at the big house down the road at Nanquil. And eventually they got married. And that's how I came to be.
Yes, sort of one of your very important ancestors. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
So I'm part English through that as well.
Part English.
Far enough back.
Well, you've certainly got connections with the English people and with the Welsh aristocracy, I suppose.
Ah.
We could, refer to the Lewis Lloyds, couldn't we?
Mm.
Yes. And then
I think they were just tenant farmers, as they were over there, and when they came here too.
I see. Seem to own vast tracts of land.
They did,
yes. Oh, that's fine. And then you presumably moved away to work, did you? No, did you
find... I joined the army.
Oh. Mm.
And what can I add? I went to Aldershot, age 90.
Mm.
Spent 7 months training to be a paratrooper. And was immediately posted overseas to the campaign that was going on at the time in Borneo, where there was a confrontation between Indonesia and British territory. Spent 9 months there, came back and was involved in perhaps 3 or 4 more in places around the world, Middle East.
Right, so you've really had quite a checkered career, haven't you? And you say you try and come back about every couple of years. Is that right? No, you come back twice a year?
I like to come home 2 or 3 times a year.
2 or 3 times a year. Oh, right, even better, yes. Where you've tried to follow up some of your family, I believe.
Well, in recent years I've become more interested, I suppose, as one does when you get older.
Yes, well, that's... it's something I think people are doing now, isn't it? We're really trying to follow up our family trees, and have you had any success in finding them and following them up? I know you said something about looking in graveyards.
Yes, I've been trying to look for any of the family that might have died up the valley, that might have been buried at the chapel that is now underwater. And I can't seem to find any trace of their graves or anything like that, where they've meant to be reinterred or not.
Mm. Yes, that would be interesting to find out. Right. Well, look, thank you very, very much for your time, Mike. It's been great talking to you, and it's been great talking to somebody who can trace their ancestry back to... a spot just up from where we're sitting at the moment in this lovely Nantwell church. So thank you very much for your contribution.